So one of the other things that really gets in the way of getting yes easily, effortlessly, pleasurably from people is your concerns about yourself. The things that you worry about you get in the way. And we all have these worries. You know, I worry that I'm too salesy. You could probably tell I'm pretty salesy, pretty evangelistic, right? I worry that I talk too much, right? I worry about, I don't know, any number of things. I worry that I'm too arrogant. And we all have these things, right? You're worried about certain things about you, and you try to manage those things. And we try to suppress them and be less of them or excuse them or whatever. But all of that really gets in the way of you being powerfully in communication with another person and creating your pitch, proposal, invitation, whatever it is, to them in a way that comes across, and you hearing what's going on for them and then being able to adapt and make it all work out and get to that yes. So all of this self-concern, right, keeps me from being over there with the other person in communication. It keeps me in my own head worrying about me. So we want to set aside that and versus suppress it, trying to hide it or push it down, tamp it down, be less of it, compensate for it. Isn't that helpful? What is helpful is to notice it, to be able to kind of set it aside, say, yeah, that is kind of one of the ways that I am sometimes, right? I am often even salesy. I am often arrogant. I am often lots of things, right? That is a way that I can be. I can also be awesome. I can also be generous. I can be creative. I can be fun and playful, and right? So you could be lots of other ways too. So notice what it is. Don't try to suppress it, hide it, manage it. Just set it aside and say, how else could I be? And then, and here's the real thing, start putting your attention on the other person. What is it that they care about? What is it that they're worried about? So every time you notice yourself going internal, say, yeah, yeah, what's going on with them? Yeah, yeah, okay, I could be some other way. What's going on with them? So the things that you're worried about are not the only way. They're not inevitable about you. They are likely. They have happened before. They will happen again. Maybe even right now, you could acknowledge them if they come up, right, out in public. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm being a little salesy right now. And then just kind of move through it. We're talking about you today. We're talking about this business and you and what the opportunity is and like that. Shifting it from a personal concern to getting over there with the other person is the way to figure out what is something that they could say yes to. And that works every time, is playful, is enjoyable, is fun, and makes the hard work of scaling so much easier. I hope that's been helpful for you. We'll talk to you again next time. Until then, keep scaling.